Good evening. Today we're going to discuss the greatness and mighty power of God. So you want to know the greatness and mighty power of God? It's revealed in Job chapters 38 to 41. And I'm just going to read out my highlighted notes that caught my attention and share them with you. Remember, the topic is greatness and mighty power of God. Whirlwind, foundations, fastened, cornerstone, morning stars, sons of God shouted for joy. My appointment, boundary, set bars and doors. Shall you come no farther? Your proud waves be stayed. Light, get hold of corners of the earth. Shake the wickedness out of it. Change like clay. A seal is pressed. Things stand out. From the wicked, their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you the gates of death been revealed to you? Have you seen the doors of deep darkness? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish their rule upon earth? Lift up your voice to the clouds so that an abundance of waters may cover you. Will the wild ox be willing to serve you or remain beside your manger? Can you bind the wild ox with a harness to plow in the furrow? Will you trust him because his strength is great, or to him will you leave your labor? Will you depend upon him to bring home your seed and gather the grain of your threshing floor? Wild beast may trample them. Her labor is in vain because she has no sense of danger. For God has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. Have you ever seen the horse in his might? Neither does he turn back from the sword. Behold, I am of small account and vile. Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, saying, deck yourself now with the excellency and dignity. Undertake the government of the world. Array yourself with honor and majesty. Everyone who is proud, and abase him. Look on everyone who is proud and bring him low. Tread down the wicked where they stand. Hide them all in the dust together and shut them up. If you can do this, Job, proving yourself of divine might, then I will, God, praise you also and acknowledge that your own right hand can save you. Behold, if a river is violent and overflows, he does not tremble. He is confident through the Jordan River, swells and rushes against his mouth. Can any take him when he is on the watch, or pierce through his nose with the snare? Can you draw out the Leviathan with the fish hook, or press down his tongue with the cord? Will you play with the crocodile as with a bird, or will you put him on a leash for your maidens? Will traders bargain over him? Will they divide him among the merchants? Lay your hand upon him. Remember your battle with him. I will not keep silence concerning his limbs, nor his mighty strength, nor his goodly frame. They stick together so that they cannot be separated. His heart is as firm as stone, indeed as solid as a nether millstone. He counts iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. Creature made without fear, and he behaves fearlessly. He looks almighty in the face. He is monarch over all the sons of pride. And that's it. Those are my notes that stuck out to me when I read the book of Job, chapter 38 to 41. And I've read the book of Job at least 3 times before this. And I don't remember it at all. So this is the greatness and mighty power of God. So that tonality, that force, those words that were coming out of this podcast here, this is the greatness and mighty power of God. So if that interested you, definitely read Job chapter 38 to 41. Take care. God bless.